We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The following is a Learfield presentation of the Tar Heels Sports Network. This is the Mac Brown Show on the Tar Heel Sports Network. The Mac Brown Show is presented by Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. With zero sugar and now even more delicious. Is the new Coca-Cola Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Find out for yourself. Hunt Brothers Pizza, the official pizza of Carolina Athletics. Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. Now, here's the voice of the Tar Heels, Jones Angel.
Hello again, and welcome to the latest edition of the Mac Brown Show. My name is Jones Angel, alongside the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Mac Brown. We're excited to be with you for the next hour talking Tar Heel football. We're going to look back at that terrific victory over Virginia from Saturday night. Another division game already. Third division game in the first four of the season. Carolina going on the road to see Georgia Tech. We'll talk about the Yellow Jackets a little later in the show. Answer your questions for the head coach of the Heels, and you'll hear a little bit of an interview with former Tar Heel great linebacker Bruce Carter. Bruce been in town here recently. In fact, moved back to the area now that his NFL days are done, and Adam Lucas and I had a chance to talk with Bruce. So all of that coming up, but let's start off with Saturday night. And coach, felt like a big game, two good teams, terrific atmosphere in Keenan, big time individual performances and high level play, and your team really responded, really controlled that game for three and a half quarters and pulled away from Virginia in the end, 59-39.
Yes, Jones, very, very proud of our guys. Two of the best quarterbacks in college football. What a performance by both.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, they just kept running up and down the field. And I was really, really proud of our offense. The second half at Georgia State, we got on track, and we started getting some rhythm and kind of getting an identity of who we are this year, since we lost so many skill guys last year. The whole game Saturday night was that way. We should have been up 31-14 at halftime. We're first in goal from the five with about 2:54 left, I think, in the half, and we throw the interception, and Sam and the guys did a good job keeping him out of the end zone, but they get the ball to 50, and then they score, and then we come back, and we try to kick a long field goal, and they go down and score quickly again. So a 14-point swing in the last 5 minutes of the half is devastating anyway. And then to take it against a team that's very confident against us, that had beaten our players four straight times, put you in a tough spot at halftime, and our body language was bad and our guys were down. But I've never been more proud of a team than the way they came back and fought that second half and dominated the game. We held them to 11 points. They were 6 of 8 on third down in the first half. We held them for 2 of 6 in the second half. And most proud of that last drive, Jones, where the game's over, and our guys fought and did not let them in the end zone.
Yeah.
And last year's defense would have said, this thing's over. Come on, man, let's get done and let's go home. So there's a tremendous amount of pride there. The other thing that happened offensively, we rushed for 392 yards.
Yeah.
And that's really cool. That's when you do that, you're usually going to win the game. But on the other side of the coin, they rushed for 21. Last year, they rushed for 210 yards. So we made them one-dimensional. They got a lot of passing yards with their great quarterback and tall receivers at tight end, 6'7". And Thompson, 6'5". I mean, they're big guys. We had our hands on 3-4 balls that we could have intercepted that would have changed the look of the number of yards they got. We missed some tackles. We've got some things we can fix in our secondary, but the outside linebackers played great. Had 3 sacks, put a lot of pressure on Armstrong. So, kicking game was better. So I'm happy today. Got some things we can fix, but it's a lot better when you come out with a big win.
Heck yeah, a lot easier to fix those through the week when you're feeling good like the Tar Heels are. By the way, Coach mentioned third downs. Not only did the Tar Heels improve defensively on third downs in the second half, Carolina was a perfect 7 of 7 on third down in the second half as well, after not having many chances in the first half because they were moving the ball so efficiently.
Yeah, and Jones, I'm sorry, I mentioned the one that we didn't do well in the red zone offensively, but we were 6 for 7 in touchdowns.
Yeah.
So we're doing a lot better with our red zone offense than we have in the past. And let me say one other thing for our crowd tonight. So happy for Chapel Hill that people are back in the stands. The hotels, the restaurants, the businesses flourishing on Friday and Saturday. It put a big smile on my face. The students were unbelievable again. Our crowd was great, but economy. We got people back in Chapel Hill filling up places, and that's one of the things that the great sports programs at North Carolina bring to our community. They bring people, and they bring people for events, and it was so sad last year for everybody. But Saturday night, the last 2 Saturday nights were really fun to see people back and spending money in Chapel Hill.
Felt like a true home field advantage for sure on Saturday night for Carolina. One other stat just to throw at you. Coach mentioned the red zone and how well Carolina did in the red zone. Virginia had not allowed any red zone points, not just red zone touchdown, any red zone points through the first 2 weeks. And so Carolina did that against a defense that had been playing very well in that area of the field. And Coach, you mentioned the rushing yards, the total yards, 699, an eye-popping number by itself, but the distribution was so impressive. As you said, 392 on the ground, 307 in the air. You were really able to move the ball in multiple ways for most of the evening.
Yeah, I think it was the 6th most yards we've ever gained.
Right.
Which is very impressive. But Josh Downs is stepping up. The other guys, there weren't plays for them because Josh was open. Ty Chandler did so well. Then Caleb Hood comes in, and he gets 66 yards rushing as a young freshman back that's got a chance to be really good moving forward. And then he got banged up a little bit, and Josh Henderson came in and had a good drive. So tight ends are really involved. I've never seen Garrett Walston play more passionate and play better. Offensively, we got to keep it rolling, but Saturday night, last half of Georgia State and Saturday night, it's the first time we've looked like we did last year.
Right.
At times, I think we're finding our way now.
Coach, you did not start 3 regulars on the offensive line, and Brian Anderson, Joshua Izudu, and Jordan Tucker all did play some during the game, but you played a lot of backups on that O-line, and it felt like that offensive line had its best game of the season to date.
Yes, I didn't sleep at all last week, Jones, because 3 starters aren't practicing. And I'm thinking, we've had trouble running the ball against Virginia. Come on, man. This isn't a week. We need our offensive line back. And at a time where you lose two of the best backs in the country, you didn't need an experienced offensive line to be banged up. And they've been banged up for the 3 weeks that we've played. But what a great positive for our program that we're developing depth and quality depth, because William Barnes stepped up and played really well. Ed Montalus had his best game. He graded about 86.7%. And Kurian Johnson's been playing well. So we're developing depth. And instead of sitting and whining about who's not out there, we can talk about an opportunity for the next guy. Same thing with Caleb Hood stepping up when DJ Jones is out, and Josh Henderson stepping up when Caleb's out. Let's quit talking about injuries, and let's talk about opportunities.
Coach, last thing before we take a break here, you mentioned the quarterback play, and we'll talk about Sam in just a second after the commercial, but Brandon Armstrong had a great day for Virginia in a losing effort. What made him difficult to stop? And then what did your defense do better in the second half? You mentioned the numbers really improved dramatically in the second 30 minutes for your defense.
Well, Jones, let me first say that Sam Howell is one of two Power Five college quarterbacks in college football history to go back-to-back weeks with over 300 yards passing and over 100 yards rushing. So, and the other one was Lamar Jackson, who played pretty well last night. So
pretty good company, yeah.
That is really, really good company. So proud of Sam. Brennan has improved so much since last year. I mean, he's got great targets. They've got a senior offense. All those offensive linemen have played against us for 3 years. I know them by name. Hey, Bill. Hey, John. But they're experienced, but he's strong, so he's hard to tackle. He's quick, and he moves around very well in the pocket. He gives you the threat of running, which he did so well against us last year. When you come up, he can throw it over your head. He's got a really quick release, but he's so accurate. Mm-hmm. And I think he's an NFL quarterback. But I do think we saw two of the best quarterbacks in the country for sure Saturday night. Sam's gotten a lot of publicity. Brennan hasn't. And the more people start seeing him, the more publicity he's going to get. He's a great leader and a great young person.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. We still have a ton to do here. We're going to talk about a couple of individual standouts for the Tar Heels in this game against Virginia. Soon we'll start taking your questions for the head coach of the Tar Heels, plus we'll preview the matchup with Georgia Tech coming up as well. All of that still to do on the Mac Brown Show from Learfield.
Everyone has an idea of their perfect engagement ring. You'll know it when you see it, but you have to see it. Allure Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. 8 stunning collections with over 300 styles. Yellow, rose, or white gold. Two-tone, stacks, pavé, solitaires, wraps, guards. Your perfect ring exists. All you have to do is come and see it. It's your style and your choice with Allure Bridal. Only at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
The perfect tailgate. All you need are your friends and the 2021 Ford F-150. With the available Pro Power onboard, it's like a mobile generator to power your tailgate all game long. It's this tradition of toughness and innovation that's made Ford F-Series America's best-selling truck 44 years straight and counting. Make your game day traditions bigger and better season after season. Check out the 2021 Ford F-150 at your Carolina Ford dealer. Based on 1977 through 2020 calendar year total sales.
Hey, Carolina fans, this is Kelsey Gomes, Director of Sports Nutrition for the Tar Heels. Eggs are an essential part of building a healthy lifestyle that fuels you all day long. And eggs fuel athletes, too. One egg contains 8 essential nutrients and 6 grams of high-quality protein that helps maintain muscle and support strong, healthy bones. Versatile, affordable, and healthy, eggs are pretty incredible. Visit ncegg.org to learn more about egg nutrition, egg farmers, and to find egg-citing recipes.
Hunt Brothers Pizza, the official pizza of Carolina Athletics, joins Tar Heels fans across the nation cheering Go Heels. Whether you're at home watching the game or out on the road, download our Hunt Brothers Pizza app to find a location near you. The Hunt family has been proudly serving our delicious original crust pizza to North Carolina families for over 20 years. With all toppings, no extra charge, and 10 to choose from, there's sure to be a topping combination for everyone to enjoy a Hunt Brothers Pizza.
And we're back with breaking news. The new Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. With an improved taste and zero calories, the new Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Welcome back to the Mac Brown Show. We're going to get back to our conversation with Coach Brown in just a moment, but wanted to take a look at the champions of the gridiron, where we highlight MVPs from the previous game. We call them our statistical champions. It's brought to you by UNC Health, dedicated to caring for champions of all kinds and to help keep you in the game and at your very best. See their lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports. That website again is unchealthcare.org/sports. And we're going to talk about some of these standouts in just a moment with Coach, but holy smokes, were there some statistical champions in this one. Sam Howell, 14 of 21, 307 yards passing, 5 touchdowns in the game. He also set a career high with 112 yards rushing. He averaged 7.5 yards per carry in the ball game. Sam Howell becomes the first Tar Heel ever to go more than 300 yards passing and 100 yards rushing in the same game in back-to-back weeks. Only Lamar Jackson has done that on the Power 5 level, as you heard Coach Brown say earlier. Ty Chandler, his best game as a Tar Heel, 198 yards rushing on 20 carries. That is just under 10 yards per carry. Chandler also had 2 touchdowns in the game for the Tar Heels. And Josh Downs, 8 catches, 203 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Downs now with 24 catches in the first 3 games of the season. And his yardage, 399, paces the FBS right now for a receiver through 3 games. So, man, oh man, what performances from those three. All three of those gentlemen, in addition to Marcus McKeithen on the offensive line, those four all named ACC Players of the Week at their respective positions this past week. So congratulations to all of them for their excellent performance. All right, let's go back to our conversation with Coach. It's the Mac Brown Show. Thanks so much for being here. Welcome back to the Mac Brown Show. Thanks for being with us. And the show brought to you by Top of the Hill. For 25 years, Top of the Hill Restaurant and Brewery has been a pre- and post-game tradition in Chapel Hill. Handcrafted beer, great food, terrific atmosphere. It is where Tar Heels come to celebrate. And, Coach, a lot of celebration on Saturday after that great win. We've touched on a couple of these individuals, but I wanted to mention them and some of these terrific numbers from the game. We talked Sam Howell, 14 of 21, 307 yards, 5 touchdowns. That's through the air. A career high, 112 yards rushing. Becomes the first Tar Heel ever to do 300-plus passing, 100-plus rushing back-to-back games. As Coach mentioned, it's only happened one other time with the Power 5 quarterback, and that's Lamar Jackson. Just another incredible night for Sam Howell.
Yes, we're starting to help him more, Jones. We didn't help him at Virginia Tech. And he's such a competitor. He tried to make plays, and we weren't ready. We were emotionally ready, but we weren't physically ready and ready as an offensive group to win that game. And I wish we had it back. We don't. That's what I told the guys last week. You don't get these back. You don't get days back in your life. You sure don't get games back. So you got to be ready to go when you have one of those. But the last 2 weeks, I think Sam's been the best Sam we've ever seen. He's thrown a touchdown pass in the 28 games he's played in, which is the longest streak in college football. His running now is making a difference for our football team. He's opened up some running game inside because now they've got to worry about him outside. And he's so accurate with his throws. And then you've got receivers now starting to step up. A tremendous catch by Antoine Green last week against Georgia State in the end zone. What a magnificent catch by Josh Downs in the end zone near the blue zone. to change this game on Saturday night. And then your running backs are starting to find creases behind the big offensive linemen. So really, really proud of the offense. It all goes because of Sam. And we've got some talented young quarterbacks. They got a load coming on them next year. So they better pick it up and start practicing well.
Coach Ty Chandler had his best game as a Tar Heel, 198 yards on the ground, had two touchdowns. We haven't talked a ton about Ty this year, and you haven't gone the transfer route very heavily in your time here at Carolina, but why was Ty the right choice as a graduate transfer from Tennessee at this time for the Heels?
Jones, we didn't have an experienced room in the running back room, and we knew going to Virginia Tech, having Virginia early, we were going to have some pressure games immediately, so we didn't have time to work our way into with the young backs. Ty was recruited by Tommy Thigpen at Tennessee, so he knew him, he knew his family, he knew he was a great young person. He was coached by Robert Gillespie, who was our running back coach when Ty came. So he wanted to go to the NFL. His draft rating wasn't as high as he wanted. He wasn't going to stay at Tennessee because they were being investigated, and he didn't feel like he should stay at that time. He wanted a different look. So it was a natural for him to come where we lose two great backs. And we thought Jamonte was going to stay until way late. So we wouldn't have looked for another back. We thought we were fine. And when Jamonte left, we needed the older back. What I didn't understand, and it makes sense, sometimes your transfers are like incoming freshmen. Mm. They don't know your team. They don't know your locker room. They do not know your offense. They don't have the chemistry yet with your offense, so it takes a while. And I thought last week in the second half of Georgia State, Ty started coming around a little bit. Then obviously Saturday night, he just went off. So I think he's just getting to be more comfortable with the offense and the coaches and the people.
Coach mentioned Josh Downs. Just a reminder on the numbers that Josh had 8 catches, a career-high 203 yards. It's the 8th highest single-game receiving total in Carolina history, and it's the 3rd consecutive year that a Tar Heel receiver has had 200 or more yards against Virginia. Tiami Brown did it back-to-back years, and then Josh on it Saturday night, including a couple terrific catches. Coach, we have mostly talked offense and understandable with 699 yards. Wanted to just highlight a couple of defensive players for you. Kamen Rucker, 2 sacks in the game and forced a fumble. Jaquarius Conley had 5 tackles and a big interception in the second half. Just a couple of the guys who had good nights for you on Saturday.
Yeah, the outside linebackers played really well because they brought in 2 tight ends and they made it really, really tough to rush the passer. But guys still pressured Brennan and made him move out of the pocket at least and got him off his rhythm and timing. Kamen Rucker, 2 sacks. And 5 tackles, recovered a fumble. I mean, this guy's playing really, really high level. He was our defensive player of the game. Josh Downs and Ty Chandler were our offensive players of the game, and Josh Downs was our special teams player of the game. And obviously, you could give Sam Howell the player of the game each week. But Kamen Rucker was an under-recruited guy because of his size that plays with a very, very high motor. And we're really, really proud of him.
Carolina gets the win over Virginia again, 59-39, the final score. As you can imagine, Coach, we've got a bunch of questions surrounding the Virginia game and a lot more. We're going to start getting to those when we return to the Mac Brown Show from Learfield.
It's bow time. So it's game time, and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize
no.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of 4 with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea. It's bow time.
Whether it's 12 miles to the Pee Wee football comeback of a lifetime, 80 miles to your first hole-in-one, or more like 8 shots to the first hole, whether it's 240 back road miles to sleeping under the stars or just a few blocks to the grocery store, Marathon has the fuel to keep your engine running at peak performance. Because you never know where life is going to take you. for quality fuel through every mile. Fill up at Marathon.
Everyone has an idea of their perfect engagement ring. You'll know it when you see it, but you have to see it. Allure Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. 8 stunning collections with over 300 styles. Yellow, rose, or white gold. Two-tone, stacks, pavé, solitaires, wraps, guards. Your perfect ring exists. All you have to do is come and see it. It's your style and your choice with Allure Bridal. Only at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
Welcome back, Tar Heels. As North Carolina goes back to school, work, and play, let Janet King ensure your facility is properly clean and disinfected for your employees, students, and customers. For schools, food services, hospitals, and office buildings, call Janet King of Raleigh-Durham at 919-852-1555. That's 919-852-1555. Or go to JanetKingRDU.com. Janet King, the king of clean.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
UNC Tar Heels football is on Bally Sports South.
And he will not be tackled. Touchdown.
Buckle up and get ready for some spectacular ACC football action.
He's there. Touchdown.
Every Saturday.
What anticipation.
The battle continues.
Stumped at the line of scrimmage.
Tar Heels football, the ACC, and Bally Sports South.
This is Coach Mac Brown. Catch the excitement of hard-hitting Tar Heel football this fall on Bally Sports South.
Welcome back to the Mac Brown Show. We're going to get to Coach answering some of your questions when we get back to our conversation in just a moment, but a couple of things to get to first. One, a reminder that we're brought to you by Top of the Hill. And for 25 years, Top of the Hill Restaurant and Brewery has been a pre- and post-game tradition in Chapel Hill. Handcrafted beer, great food, and atmosphere as well. Where Tar Heels come to celebrate, that is Top of the Hill. A lot of stuff to celebrate from this past weekend outside of just the great football victory. A couple of those notes. We'll start with men's golf. Men's golf not in its primary season just yet, but starting to play some events. And for the second consecutive weekend, the men's golf team has both a team victory and an individual victory. This came up at Olympia Fields and the Fighting Illini Invitational. This field had 10 ranked teams, 4 teams in the top 5, and Carolina ended up taking home the team title, and Austin Greaser wins the individual title, which is first collegiate individual title. Helping him to that was a hole-in-one that he made on Saturday. Next event comes in Arkansas in early October for the men's golf team, continuing to play very, very well. Field hockey finally got to play a home game. Its first home game of the season came against Miami of Ohio, and the Tar Heels dominated, winning 7-2. 8 different players had at least one goal or an assist. Tar Heels are ranked number 6 currently nationally. They open against another top team, Boston College. The Eagles ranked number 3 in the country. That is Friday at 4 p.m. in Chapel Hill. Volleyball continues its terrific season. The Tar Heels swept a couple of in-state opponents this weekend, beat Charlotte 3-0 on Friday, and then Davidson 3-0 on Saturday. 3 players with double-digit kills against Davidson, including Nia Parker-Robinson, who had a team-high 13. Huge match coming up in the ACC on Friday as the volleyball team hosts number 4 Pitt. That is in Carmichael at 6 o'clock on Friday, an enormous one there. Tough weekend for the Sockers, both falling at home, both to Duke, even though each team outshot the Blue Devils considerably in the game. Women's soccer had a sold-out crowd to watch that matchup in Dorrance Field on Friday night. The women's next game is at home on Thursday. That is against Virginia Tech. The guys are on the road. They're at Virginia Saturday at 4 p.m. Okay, let's get back to our conversation with Mac Brown. It's his show, after all, the Mac Brown Show. Welcome back to the Mac Brown Show. Appreciate you being with us. And every single week, we're going to answer some of your questions for the head coach of the Tar Heels. To get those questions in, you can send us an email, asktheheels@gmail.com. Asktheheels@gmail.com. Or you can send a tweet right to me. It's at Jones Angel is my address. Angel with two L's at the end of that last name. Got a bunch of them this week, Coach. Let's start with Dennis, who always sends in some great ones every single week. He wanted to know if you and the team were aware of some comments that were made earlier in the week of the Virginia game from a Virginia player talking about the way things had gone the last few years against Carolina. And were those comments brought up in any way for your squad?
Dennis, we are aware. With social media now, everybody's aware of everything. and usually people make too big a deal out of everything, but that's okay. That's this time in our lives, and it's different than when I was growing up, when I was a player and even a younger coach. But it's real, and when guys make statements, other guys hear them, and some respond to them. Some of them don't care. Some guys say, doesn't make any difference. When I was coaching at Oklahoma, Brian Bosworth was a great player. He came out, we were playing Texas, and he said in USA Today that I hate Austin, I hate the University of Texas, and I hate Fred Akers, the coach. And Coach Akers was great. He came back and said, I understand why he hates the University of Texas. I understand why he hates me. A lot of people hate me, but you know what? Austin's really a nice town, and he ought to come visit and look at it. So I ran down to Coach Switzer, and I said, Coach, we got to shut Brian up, man. They're going to kill him in a ball game. He said, nope, it doesn't make any difference when that ball gets kicked off. It's going to be who's the best team, and he's going to knock everybody out. It's going to be like two Mack trucks running to hit each other. Well, Brian had 17 tackles, and he was a player of the game. So
turned out all right.
So it turned out okay. But you got to create an edge, Jones, as a player and a coach, and you've got to use whatever motivation you need. So if somebody else calling you out and not being respectful about your toughness stirs you up, use it, man. I mean, that's what you do. But absolutely, Dennis, the guys, I will say this, that there were two things that happened that really impressed me with this team. They were playing a team that had their number for 4 years. Mm-hmm. Nobody on our football team had beaten Virginia. They're playing a team that had a 14-point swing at halftime. We're going in to score and be up 31-14, and we've totally dominated the first half, but it's a 14-point swing, and we're behind. And that's really, really difficult to overcome. And the guys came back out the second half and just totally overcame it. And then the last series of the game when our defense fought and held them out, when it didn't matter. Those are things that mean your program's growing up and getting more confidence and more toughness. So, yes, Dennis, I like the way they performed. I didn't like the fact we got called out, but it's okay. It is what it is.
Coach, Dennis asked one more, and actually he wasn't the only one to ask this. It was about the amount of stoppages of play for Virginia injuries when Carolina had the football, and were you guys getting frustrated by kind of the herky-jerky nature of the game due to all those injuries?
Yeah, Dennis and fans, that's something that the officials and rules committee are really looking at across the country. They do not want players stopping the game to slow the momentum down of the other team. It's a very, very difficult thing to judge because at the same time, you never want to question a young guy that's laying out there that may be hurt. And I talked to the official about it once, and he said, you know, I'm not a doctor, Coach. I just go by the rules. And I said, I've got it. I think what will probably happen moving forward is when some young person gets hurt and gets up and walks off the field, there'll probably be a number of plays he'll have to sit out.
Right.
whether it's the rest of that series, whether it's 10 plays, whether it's 5 plays. But that's something that the rules committee has asked us as coaches to try to be very clear to our players not to lay on the field unless you're hurt. I trust Bronco Mendenhall. I trust the Virginia players. They're great kids. So I think they had cramps. I think they were hurt, or they wouldn't have laid there. But it is something that college football in general is talking about and concerned about because of substitution, because of the rapid pace of offenses. We're just seeing more and more of guys laying on the field and getting up and running off, and it's kind of hard to determine whether it's real or not. But Saturday night, I thought the Virginia players were not faking.
Yeah, right now you just have to sit out one play. If you go down and stop the action, you just have to miss one snap, and then you can come back in. Coach, to that point, it was a hot, muggy night. It felt like for a majority of that game in Keenan, at least from my seat, your team seemed to be extraordinarily well-conditioned, didn't seem to have as many cramping issues as the Cavaliers did.
Yes, our trainer, Luke Ross, nutritionist, Kelsey Gomes, and Brian Hess, our strength coach, have done a tremendous job with our guys. And we only had one guy cramp, and that was Dre Bly, and that was at 3:30 that night. He said he got home and started cramping. So I said, obviously, you need to hydrate more and get in better shape. But really proud of the conditioning for our team.
You can survive a cramp to Dre. Maybe not in 1996 or something, but now we can survive.
And the other thing, Jones, the defense played 44 snaps the first half compared to the offense. It was only out there 29 plays because we were scoring so fast. Yep. So we were out there a long time.
Coach, last question, and then we'll take a break. And you've mentioned that sequence right before half, and then you guys coming out so strong in the second half. Several questions about that halftime locker room, kind of the mood in there, what the coaches said. Did you feel that your team was still engaged? Just a lot of questions about what was happening at that point in time.
I felt bad coming off the field because I felt like we'd lost our juice, we'd lost our confidence, our body language wasn't good, we'd lost the crowd. It was just a downer, man. It's like, what in the world just happened? I mean, this thing, it happened fast, and I'm not really sure what happened. We're in total control, and now we're behind. And being behind at halftime is tough. But that again, the momentum swing. So we told them in halftime, you know what? A lot of people have questioned our toughness across the country. A lot of people have questioned our confidence. We can't have a better situation to answer those questions. We've dominated the game, so we're the best team, but we gave into it and give them credit. They fought back and got the lead right before halftime. So this is the perfect scenario for you to answer anybody who thinks you're not mentally tough or confident, because this is hard to overcome, and we're going to do it. So thank you, football gods, for putting us in the perfect position to get some questions answered that we need answered.
We're going to answer some more questions here on the show coming up in a bit. When we return from this break, though, you'll hear from Tar Heel great Bruce Carter. Adam Lucas and I had a chance to talk with the former great Carolina linebacker. After that, Coach will be back. We'll answer some more questions, preview Georgia Tech coming up as well. It's the Mac Brown Show from Learfield.
She gets her soccer skills from her mom, her sense of humor from her dad, and her drugs from her home medicine cabinet. Over half of misused medication comes from family and friends. Talk to your children about the dangers of prescription drug misuse. Secure your medication, take regular inventory to ensure nothing is missing, and properly dispose of expired or unused medication. Be aware. Don't share. Lock your meds.
And we're back with breaking news. The new Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. With an improved taste and zero calories, the new Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
The MT1 Series tractor from LS is a powerhouse packed in a compact footprint, and it's now available with high-capacity loader attachment. This tractor loader package provides you everything you need to get the job done right. visit your local dealer, or check us out online at lstractorusa.com to experience the LS difference for yourself. Rules, restrictions, eligibility, and participation may apply.
Hey, Carolina family. This is head football coach Mac Brown. As official sponsor of Carolina Athletics, Wells Fargo understands being a Tar Heel means there's no offseason. With a Wells Fargo Tar Heels debit card, you can show off your Carolina pride no matter where you are. It's your colors, your team, your card. Visit wellsfargo.com and search Card Design Studio to learn more.
Copyright 2021 Wells Fargo Bank N.A. All rights reserved.
Hey, Carolina fans, this is Kelsey Gomes, Director of Sports Nutrition for the Tar Heels. Eggs are an essential part of building a healthy lifestyle that fuels you all day long. And eggs fuel athletes, too. One egg contains 8 essential nutrients and 6 grams of high-quality protein that helps maintain muscle and support strong, healthy bones. Versatile, affordable, and healthy, eggs are pretty incredible. Visit ncegg.org to learn more about egg nutrition, egg farmers, and to find egg-citing recipes.
Welcome back to the show. We're going to get back to Coach Brown in just a moment, but had an opportunity along with Adam Lucas to talk to former Tar Heel great linebacker Bruce Carter. Bruce just recently finishing up his NFL career and is moving on into his post-football life. Had a great time chatting with Bruce on the Carolina Insider podcast. Wanted to let you listen to a little bit of that conversation now. We'll get back to Coach in just a few minutes, but here's some of Adam Lucas and my conversation with Bruce Carter.
There's not that many one-name guys in Carolina football. There's maybe Geo. I think Dre can probably get by.
Right.
But absolutely no doubt, when I say Bruce, there's only one guy who's right here on the podcast, and it's Bruce Carter. Bruce, thanks so much for being here.
Pleasure having me. Thank you.
When you walk across campus, do people just look out windows and go, Bruce?
Yeah, I wish they did. It's been some time, but, you know, my time here at Carolina with the Bruce Chance, it was just awesome. I'm not sure exactly when it started. But, you know, I've been blessed and proud, you know, to be here at Carolina, and it's been a terrific ride.
Was it the UConn game?
Yeah, I know when it started.
Yeah, with all the blocked punts.
Maybe it was the UConn game. I had, I think, 3 blocked punts.
Yeah, that's right.
It was 3 in a row, wasn't it?
3 in a row, which was crazy. Even being in that instant and just seeing it happen, you know, I was amazed at myself and just how it all portrayed. So, but it was a great time.
All right, I want to get to that, but first I want to know what was quarterback Bruce Carter like at Havelock High School? Because I bet he did some damage.
Yeah, so when I came in, I didn't know exactly what position I was going to be playing. I knew I was athletic, I was big, I could run for my size. And then coach came in, he said, "You're going to play quarterback." I'm like, "Whoa, quarterback? I'm not really know if I have an arm or even an accurate arm." But, you know, I had fun with it. You know, I went out there and just, you know, played the best I could and enjoyed my teammates. And, you know, I was fortunate to get a scholarship from Carolina. So it worked out well.
Yeah, take us through that and how the contact with Carolina started and why ultimately Carolina was your decision.
So when I first came in on my junior day, my mother brought me in. And we were huge Carolina basketball fans at the time. Didn't know really much about the football aspect. You know, I was trying to play basketball. You know, I thought that was going to be my dream to go to the NBA, but obviously I was a couple inches short of making that. And, you know, football just really kind of took off for me. It came natural. And then when I came here on campus, you know, I was offered a scholarship, and I just kind of went with it. The opportunity has led me to play almost 9 years in the NFL. And so when I look back, it's been a huge blessing.
What connected with you about Carolina that this was the place you wanted to be?
Carolina for me is home. And, you know, a lot of people here, you know, especially in my area, are Tar Heel fans. My mom, my dad, my sister, everyone around me. So when the opportunity came that I had a scholarship, it just felt natural. It felt home. They made me feel, you know, like I was going to be taken care of. And, you know, my family ultimately felt like it was a great decision.
I always think of, fairly or not, I think of you and Quan Sturdivant, like, together, like Bruce and Quan. And it's just like, because the two of y'all were on the field together so much. You know, first of all, do you guys still have a relationship? And then how do
Like when you're out there on the field, how do you get that relationship with somebody that you almost know where he's going to be and what he's going to do?
Right. I think that chemistry starts, you know, off the field, you know, with guys hanging out, spending time together, you know, creating that chemistry, being genuine friends. And when you get on the field, it's almost like natural. It's like, you know where he's going to be. He knows where I'm going to be. He knows if this happens, then I'm going to respond to this. And so it just makes the game more easy. It allows you to play a lot faster, a lot freely. And you're able to identify things, and, you know, the plays just come to you. So having Quan, even having Kevin, those guys just really accelerated my game and so on and so forth.
Do you still keep up with any of those guys?
Yeah, me and Quan still talk. Me and Kev, we still actually work out. We actually ran here yesterday at 7 a.m. at the practice field, which is awesome. It's my first time, you know, kind of being back and seeing all that, and it's been great.
A lot more to that interview. You can hear the whole thing via the Carolina Insider podcast. You also get all the Mac Brown shows, the Hubert Davis radio shows all coming your way. You can subscribe to that podcast in whatever way you like to get your pods. All right, we have a lot more to do with Coach. That's coming up after this on the Mac Brown Show from Learfield.
Great teams require a mix of solid fundamentals and that little something special. You'll find that winning combination with UNC football and at Refuel Markets. You can count on Refuel for those last-minute needs like eggs and milk. And you'll also find the snacks and drinks you need to turn an ordinary gathering into something special. As an official sponsor of UNC football, we hope you'll visit any of our locations throughout the Triangle to enjoy a unique experience on your game days and your work days.
Welcome back, Tar Heels. As North Carolina goes back to school, work, and play, let Janet King ensure your facility is properly clean and disinfected for your employees, students, and customers. For schools, food services, hospitals, and office buildings, call Janet King of Raleigh-Durham at 919-852-1555. That's 919-852-1555. Or go to JanetKingRDU.com. Janet King, the king of clean.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Everyone has an idea of their perfect engagement ring. You'll know it when you see it, but you have to see it. Allure Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. 8 stunning collections with over 300 styles. Yellow, rose, or white gold. Two-tone, stacks, pavé, solitaires, wraps, guards. Your perfect ring exists. All you have to do is come and see it. It's your style and your choice with Allure Bridal. Only at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
UNC Tar Heels football is on Bally Sports South.
And he will not be tackled. Touchdown.
Buckle up and get ready for some spectacular ACC football action.
He's there. Touchdown.
Every Saturday.
What anticipation.
The battle continues.
Stumped at the line of scrimmage.
Tar Heels football, the ACC, and Bally Sports South.
This is Coach Mac Brown. Catch the excitement of hard-hitting Tar Heel football this fall on Bally Sports South.
It's bow time. So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize...
No.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea. It's bow time.
Welcome back to the Mac Brown Show. My name is Jones Angel, along with the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Mac Brown, talking Carolina football here until the bottom of the hour. We're going to answer some more questions from you, and it will start with our refuel question of the night. Our winner is going to get a $25 gas gift card courtesy of Refuel. Fountain drinks with chewy ice, guaranteed fresh coffee, and high-performance gasoline. Refuel, fresh, made convenience. And it is Nick Bailey who sent in our refuel question of the night, Coach, this evening. And it's about that offensive line. We talked about them a little bit earlier in the show. Nick wanted to know, given the outcome of this game and the performance of that O-line, should Tar Heel fans expect to see more rotation along that line as the year moves along?
Nick, absolutely. We came into the season feeling like we had at least 8 guys that could play, and that's a lot for an offensive line. Maybe even 9, wanting to get to 10, and then 3 of your top guys are hurt, and they're hurt immediately. And Josh Azudu didn't even play 2 weeks ago against Georgia State, and Brian Anderson's been hurt all year. He had a procedure right before the season and has played very, very little. And he's limited. And then last week, Jordan Tucker didn't practice. So teams that lose sit around and talk about injuries all the time. And it's just an excuse to lose. It's real. It's fact. And coaches want to win so badly for the players and for you guys. And so they want to win. So when people say, how's it look this weekend? You know, the first response is it looks awful. We got 3 starters not playing in the offensive line, and we're playing a great team. So, no, you think I'm sleeping? But the real answer is I hate it for those guys, but somebody else step up. We've had 2.5 years in recruiting here. So we're supposed to be developing players. So to do that, step up. William Barnes, it's time for you to play, man. Mm-hmm. You've done everything right. You've lost from 342 down to 315 with your weight loss. You're getting more confidence. You're working really hard. Now you got to take it to the field. And a lot of times, Nick, guys will not practice as well until you put them in a game and you trust them, and then you trust them and they feel more confident because you trusted them and they play better. And that's what happened with Ed Montalus on Saturday night, and that's what happened with William Barnes. They both played really well.
Coach Gary sent this one in and was curious about what happens on the sideline when you're in a position like you were on Saturday, right before the first half. You had a 4th and 13. You could have gone for it from the 37. You could have tried a really long field goal. You could have punted. It was just a tough space and down and distance on the field. Ended up trying the long field goal that wasn't good. But Gary's question was just what kind of conversations happen by the staff in a short amount of time to try and make that decision?
Gary, you've got to have an hour and a half conversation in about 15 seconds.
Yeah.
And that's it. If it wasn't 4th and 7, if it was 4th and 5 or less, 4th and 4, we were going to go for it. But we didn't want to leave it laying out there. And then Grayson Atkins was standing next to me. His range is 54. He can make that field goal. And I thought we needed momentum right after they had the interception and took it back and scored. So we needed points before we went at halftime. I was disappointed we didn't stop them after the field goal. That's legal. So I turned to Grayson. He said, Coach, give me a shot, man. I can make this. And you worry about long field goals because they can get blocked and run back. But I felt like at that time it was a thing to do. And afterwards, you always question yourself, Gary. Fans question, you've got till Monday. I have to do it 10 seconds afterwards. But you had an opportunity. Do you punt them down deep? You may not gain many yards there because if you don't keep it out of the end zone and you're trying to get it in the end zone, so it's a 20-yard gain or something, right? Do you go for it? And we didn't have momentum at that time. And I didn't want to give them the ball there. And I thought the best opportunity for us to get points was Grayson. And the kick was just a little bit right.
Yeah, it was long enough, just a little bit right on that particular kick. Coach, last question here before we take our final break, and we'll preview the matchup with Georgia Tech coming up in just a second. This question comes from Devin. And with this game coming up, the Jacket game, it's 7:30 again. Devin wanted to know, how does the team pass the time when you have a later kickoff, which now Carolina has had 3 Saturdays in a row?
Devin, it's a great question, and we're playing now our 4th night game.
Yeah.
So we're much more used to it than we were last year. When we went to Florida State, we'd played all early games. And we were practicing at from 8 to 10 in the morning. So I didn't think we responded well early at Florida State. That was rather obvious. But it concerned me about what to do. So we made some changes in preseason practice to practice at night and talk to them a lot about this time of the day you'll be doing this, this time of the day you'll be doing this, and now we've got four straight night games. So we'll have to worry about trying to adjust to an afternoon game. It'll be different, but we keep them up, we keep them moving, we let them sleep in a little bit. They can eat breakfast between 9 and 10:30. We have special teams walk through at 10:30, and then they have player position meetings, and then they go offense and defense. Now they get back up, and the strength coach works with them some, stretches them. You do not want them laying in that room all day watching games falling asleep.
Right.
Because they're tired anyway, because we work them so hard and they go to class. And so far it's working. The three games that we've played, we've emotionally been ready to play. We didn't play well offensively at Tech, but we fought hard and we played till the end. So I feel like our conditioning, our nutrition, and the way that we're handling our game day is all working right now for us.
Of course, this next night game is in Atlanta against Georgia Tech. We'll preview the matchup with the Yellow Jackets when we return to wrap up the Mac Brown Show from Learfield.
Hunt Brothers Pizza, the official pizza of Carolina Athletics, joins Tar Heels fans across the nation cheering Go Heels. Whether you're at home watching the game or out on the road, download our Hunt Brothers Pizza app to find a location near you. The Hunt family has been proudly serving our delicious original crust pizza to North Carolina families for over 20 years. With all toppings, no extra charge, and 10 to choose from, there's sure to be a topping combination for everyone to enjoy a Hunt Brothers Pizza.
The perfect tailgate. All you need are your friends and the 2021 Ford F-150. With the available Pro Power onboard, it's like a mobile generator to power your tailgate all game long. It's this tradition of toughness and innovation that's made Ford F-Series America's best-selling truck 44 years straight and counting. Make your game day traditions bigger and better season after season. Check out the 2021 Ford F-150 at your Carolina Ford dealer. Based on 1977 through 2020 calendar year total sales.
The MT1 Series tractor from LS is a powerhouse packed in a compact footprint, and it's now available with high-capacity loader attachment. This tractor loader package provides you everything you need to get the job done right. Visit your local dealer or check us out online at lstractorusa.com to experience the LS difference for yourself. Rules, restrictions, eligibility, and participation may apply.
And we're back with breaking news. The new Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. With an improved taste and zero calories, the new Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey, Carolina family, this is head football coach Mac Brown. As official sponsor of Carolina Athletics, Wells Fargo understands being a Tar Heel means there's no off season. With a Wells Fargo Tar Heels debit card, you can show off your Carolina pride no matter where you are. It's your colors, your team, your card. Visit wellsfargo.com and search Card Design Studio to learn more.
Copyright 2021 Wells Fargo Bank N.A. All rights reserved.
Carolina on the road in another division game. Tar Heels, the only ACC team at this point to have played two conference games. They'll be the only team to have played three conference games in the first 4 weeks after they visit Georgia Tech coming up Saturday night at 7:30. And, Coach, you've talked a lot about breaking the season into kind of mini seasons of three games. So Virginia Tech, Georgia State, and Virginia, that was mini season one, and your next campaign starts coming up Saturday against Georgia Tech.
It does, Jones. We said let's don't talk about anything but the first three, and we didn't get accomplished what we wanted to by losing to Virginia Tech in the opener, but we're a better football team now than we were 3 weeks ago. So we're making progress with a lot of things we still need to fix. Now we break it up into a four-game stretch. We're at Georgia Tech, we're home for Duke, we're home for Florida State, we're home for Miami. Then we get a week off, and then we start another phase of the season with Notre Dame in South Bend. So Georgia Tech is the first game of the new season, and it's really important to us. They're coming off a of a near miss to they just lost to Clemson in a nail biter. They had a chance to win way late. They outgained them. They fought hard. It was not a fluke. And this is a team that lost to them 70-something to 3 last year. So this is a different Georgia Tech team. 14 guys on defense have started at one time or another. They got a new quarterback in Yates that is actually T.J. Yates, our T.J. Right. Yates, his nephew, that's playing really, really well. Jahmyr Gibbs is a running back that was as good as anybody in the country that we recruited. So Jeff Collins is recruiting well. They're very confident. They moved their most important game. They moved to Mercedes-Benz Stadium at home. That's us. ABC, anybody but Carolina's back. they're wearing their blue jerseys, supposedly, which they never do. They'll have a great crowd. So our largest fan base is obviously in the state of North Carolina. Our second largest is in New York. Our third largest is in Atlanta. And we need everybody in Atlanta that likes Carolina blue to be in Mercedes-Benz Stadium at 7 o'clock on Saturday night, getting ready for that 7:30 game.
Georgia Tech defense been impressive early on. Coach mentioned the close call against Clemson. They were the first team to hold Clemson to under 20 points and less than 300 yards for the first time since 2014, and as an ACC opponent. So first time that's happened against a conference opponent in 7 years. Coach, you mentioned Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's a bit of a unique environment. It opened in 2017, holds 71,000. Does that make any difference to you, the unique location of this game?
Nah, I think it's a compliment that Georgia Tech thought so much of our game and respect for us that they would move our game inside because that's their big game of the year. Also, I tell our guys, you want to play pro ball? Falcon Stadium, man. Yeah. Go in there and get yourself ready to go. Let's see how you play. And I know exactly what the weather's going to be. 71 degrees, 1 mile an hour wind. So I can predict the weather this week for one of the few times for the year that I can be able to do that.
7:30 kick on Saturday night. We will be on the air radio-wise for that one starting at 6:30. Coach, as always, thank you for your time here on the show and look forward to talking with you next week.
Thank you, Jones. And thanks again to all you fans that came out on Saturday night. We're so loud.
It's been another edition of the Mac Brown Show from Learfield.
Listening to the Mac Brown Show. Tonight's show has been presented by Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. With zero sugar and now even more delicious. Is the new Coca-Cola Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Find out for yourself. Hunt Brothers Pizza, the official pizza of Carolina Athletics. Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.